Well, the Dodgers reminded everybody in Atlanta that there is a great gap between the two division leaders, and the Dodgers defeat the Braves tonight by a final score of 8-3. Welcome to Dodger Talk. The phone number is 866-987-2570, and we do have a studio audience as Rick Monday and Tim Neverett just soaking in the fireworks show here in Atlanta tonight. So, and I know they really are big fans of Dodger Talk. They don't ever admit they listen, but I think they do. We are taking your phone calls, and Nick Coletti will check in at 8:15 tonight. But really, this is just another reminder. The Braves had their best starting pitcher on the mound tonight, and the Dodgers wore him down. And if you look at it, the Dodgers have just it's not even an overstatement, I feel, at this point in time in the season. The Dodgers are just far and away superior to everybody else in the National League. Now, as far as the American League goes, that's a different story. But as far as the National League goes, this was just another reminder that the Dodgers 1 through 25, and if you want to count some of their guys that are on the injured list right now, because they are coming back, they're missing Verdugo, Freeze, Taylor, and Hernandez. They are deeper than any other team in the National League, and there's an argument to be made. They may be deeper than any other team in Major League Baseball, not just quantity, but quality these days with the Dodgers. And yeah, Mike Soroka was charged with 3 earned runs and 6 2/3 innings. He didn't pitch horribly, but the Dodgers wore him down and got to the Braves' bullpen, and that's part of what they do. And Dave Roberts, I felt, nailed it when he described his team's offensive identity as relentless, because we can talk about the home runs. They continue to make history with the home runs. And tonight, 4 more home runs, 22 in their last 5 games is the most in that span in baseball history. They have the most home runs in the National League. They've hit 14 back-to-back home runs, but that's just part of the equation. The Dodgers lead baseball with the most walks, and that's part of what they do. They work counts, and they wear down opposing pitchers, whether it's the starter, whether it's the reliever. That's just what they do to make themselves successful and get pitches like Max Muncy did in the 7th inning, the 5th pitch of the at-bat, wearing down Sean Newcomb. And you basically felt like Newcomb, I don't want to say gave up, but basically had nothing left to offer. And not only did Muncy hit that go-ahead 3-run home run, but Newcomb seemed defeated and left a pitch hanging for Justin Turner to hit a home run right after him. So all of that is part of the reason why the Dodgers have been so prolific offensively this season, especially with the home runs. And you may or may not like the home runs type of baseball that is being played by the Dodgers, but that is the way you have to play these days in 2019 to win ball games, especially in the regular season. Now, in the postseason, it's a different story. You have to find a way to manufacture some runs to go along with the home runs, but the Dodgers have proven that they can do that as well. 866-987-2570. Let's head out to the phones for the first time tonight. Let's go out to Dave in Compton, who we did not get to the other night. So, Dave, you're first up on Dodger Talk. Hi, Dave.
Hey, first of all, thank you for taking my phone call.
Sure.
And magic number is down to 20 for them to clinch a division for the 7th consecutive year. And I like that play in center field in the 9th inning off of Charlie, the one that used to be a Dodger. He stole the home run from Charlie.
Yep, Charlie Culberson, Christopher Negron did a great job. And no, he did not steal a home run, but he did steal extra base hits. Let's go out to L.A. Yvette, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vassay, live from Atlanta.
Hi, yes, I just hope we keep up the good work so we can win the World Series this year.
Yeah, hopefully that'll be nice. I don't see anybody stopping the Dodgers to get to the World Series for his 3rd straight year. Something really would have to go sideways for that to happen.
Okay. Okay. We'll see.
Do you have a question tonight, Yvette?
No. Well, actually, I do have a question. I had called about 3 weeks ago for my tickets. I haven't received yet.
All right. Dave Magdalena will handle that. Appreciate Dave screening the phone calls tonight. 866-987-2570. Let's go downstairs to the Dodgers clubhouse. That's where Cody Bellinger is with Alana Rizzo.
Soroka's one of the best about keeping the ball in the ballpark. In fact, the best in major leagues about not letting up home runs. How were you able to do that against him tonight?
Just he left a pitch up, and first at bat, not trying to do too much and just try to barrel the ball. And I hit it good enough to get out of here.
You guys are pretty good at hitting home runs. This is 22 home runs in a five-game span. It's a major league record. How cool is that to be a part of it?
That was pretty cool. It's been cool, but I think the biggest thing, we're not only hitting home runs, I think we're also doing a good job of getting guys in without the long ball, and that's going to be important down the stretch.
What was it like, though, kind of watching Muncy capitalize on that three-run shot and then Turner back him up?
Special. I mean, that's what made it 1-9. Doesn't matter what inning, if we're down, we're going to have the opportunity to come back, and that's what we did today.
Muncy was in the home run derby, then he was a participant in the All-Star game. He was out of baseball a couple of years ago. He has two back-to-back seasons of at least 30 home runs. How proud are you of him as just a teammate?
Special. Figured what works best for him, figured out a little bit, and really strong dude, and he hits balls really hard consistently, and great that he's on our team doing it.
Cody Bellinger, man of few words, but obviously lets his bat do the talking, and his glove too. He's made some nice plays out there in the outfield and at first base. And Christopher Negron made a great play for him in center field as well when he got into the game in the ninth inning, got moved to center field, and Negron made a great catch. A Cody Bellinger type of catch tonight in center field for Negron, and it was great to see him bounce back after there was a little bit of a scare yesterday when he got face planted into the turf there at Marlins Park. You could still see the scars and the bruises from the scratch that he had, so I'm glad he's okay. He's a great kid, and obviously he's made a big impact on the Dodgers since being acquired from the Mariners. 866-987-2570. Let's go out to Irvine. Bill, you're on Dodger Talk. What's up, Bill?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Real quickly, just hearing you about 8 days ago, reminiscing about the World Series 2 years ago, they did very well indeed against Verlander in Game 6, and they had him on the ropes. There was no decision, but anyway, yeah, it's as far as when you see great pitching, you can still beat it. Also, their run they're doing right now, it's amazing. 8 of the 14 games have had 8 runs or more, and then in their 11 wins in 14 games. And on the other side of the coin, the only thing, there's no concern. The offense started being finally tuned in the Arizona series with the balance of, you know, contributions. I'm only a little bit concerned that, in fact, they were kind of relieved tonight with AK's performance and, the lefty also doing very well.
What was your concern, Bill?
That down in the playoffs, you won't have to worry about like the Margos and the Kellys, you know, those type of that won't come into play, hopefully, in the postseason with the surprise home runs. I think hopefully
that has happened a lot, Bill. Think back to a lot of these postseasons. There have been some guys that are unexpected heroes for a lot of these World Series teams. So I wouldn't count out players like that, because those are the most dangerous ones. Once you exhale and think that you have the inning wrapped up, those are the type of guys that come back to bite you. And here in Atlanta, during their run in the 90s, I could think of one guy in particular. Their second baseman, Mark Lemke, came up with a lot of big hits for them, and they had guys like Fred McGriff, Chipper Jones, Terry Pendleton, all those guys. And Mark Lemke was the hero for them one playoff year. So, yeah, those are the type of guys that can come up big for you. And for the Dodgers, they have a lot of those type of guys. Kike Hernandez, 3 home runs in the NLCS against the Cubs. He's not a guy that is considered one of the main offensive weapons on this team. So those are the type of guys that really make a name for themselves in October. So I disagree with you. That's when you start to recognize some guys that maybe don't have as much talent or aren't the all-stars and superstars of teams. Let's go out to Palm Desert. Paul, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Paul.
Hey, David, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
That Kiki game last year, oh my gosh, that 3-homer game, we watch it on tape every once in a while. If you're Dave Roberts right now, who are you leaving off the roster in the bullpen for October? Who stays and who goes?
Kenley, what's that, Paul?
Does Jansen stay?
Yes, of course he stays. Paul, why would you not put him on the roster?
As our closer?
Yes.
I don't know. It seems like he's not the Jansen of old. It just seems like he's just not the Kenley Jansen of old.
But we've gone through this before, Paul. Who do you believe is the best closer in baseball? Let me ask you that question right now. Who's the best closer?
When he's in top form, Kenley Jansen.
Okay.
When he's in top form,
but
I think Spike Jansen.
Okay, but let's take a couple of other closers around baseball that many people feel are invincible, like Josh Hader. Let's take him, for example. How many blown saves do you think Josh Hader has this season?
Six.
Yeah, that's about right. Six. And Kenley has five. So there's nobody outside of Brad Hand or Will Smith that have really been perfect with their save opportunities this year. So that's my point. Kenley may not be the same from 2016 or 2017, but he's still in the upper echelon of closers around baseball. And, you know, when it comes to the postseason, the Dodgers are going to throw their entire pitching staff at teams. They've made that pretty clear, calling up Dustin May, Tony Gonsolin. Roles are not going to be as defined if you can't get the outs. And I thought the guy tonight, Julio Urias, he's going to be the wild card in that Dodger bullpen in October. He's going to be a valuable piece. And Dave Roberts reiterated again today that they plan on pitching Julio out of the bullpen more frequently, which would be a smart idea if that's the way you're going to go in October. 866-987-2570. We're going to take a timeout here on Dodger Talk. When we come back, we'll hear from Will Smith. We'll take your phone calls. And Ned Colletti will be checking in. So a lot more to come here on Dodger Talk. David Vasse live at SunTrust Park in Atlanta, where the Dodgers take game one of this three-game series by a final score of 8-3 on AM 570 LA Sports.
Nothing and one to Will Smith. Seager off of second base. 6-3 Dodgers, top of the eighth. And Smith hammers one deep to left field. Down the line. If it stays fair, it's gone. It hits the pole. It's gone. A two-run homer for Will Smith. And the Dodgers lead it 8-3. And the Dodgers, the first team in Major League history to have four or more home runs in five straight games.
22 home runs for the Dodgers in five games. That is a major league record. And Will Smith, things are going well for him when you hit that foul pole and you hit your 10th career major league home run to help the Dodgers defeat the Braves tonight, 8-3. David Vasse live at SunTrust Park in Atlanta, where the Dodgers defeat Atlanta 8-3 in game one of this three-game series. We would like to congratulate Kathy LaPera of Lake Balboa, who correctly predicted the Dodgers would hit four home runs tonight. Kathy receives a $50 Daniel's Jewelers gift card. Go to am570lasports.com and use the keyword home run for your chance to play. The other three Dodgers to hit home runs tonight: Cody Bellinger hit his major league leading 41st. Justin Turner also went deep. And Max Muncy with the big go-ahead three-run home run in the seventh inning off of Sean Newcomb. 866-987-2570. We'll get back to your phone calls in just a moment. But we'd like to check in with former Dodger GM, now analyst on Sportsnet LA, Ned Colletti. And Ned, another example of the Dodgers being far and away better than another division leader in the National League.
No doubt. You know, there's been a lot of conversation about the Dodgers bullpen. Well, you saw probably the second best team in the National League today give up six runs at home in the last three innings. And, you know, the difference between the Dodgers and everybody else continues to get bigger and bigger. I think the gap is wider and wider. And I think you see why people believe this is certainly the best team in the National League and maybe all of baseball.
Ned, Julio Urias came in for the three-inning save. Dave Roberts said before the game he is planning on using him more frequently out of the bullpen. It's basically been two or three times since the beginning of August. How much more frequently do you think the Dodgers need to use Julio to be ready for October?
Well, I think you're going to have to get him to maybe go even back-to-back if it's shorter stints, unless their intention is that he will only be the long man or maybe a game four starter and give you a four-inning start or perhaps a five-inning start, depending on his efficiency. I think you're probably going to have to move it along a little bit between now and October 1st. It's tough to be sitting in October and have somebody that you can't use, maybe not back-to-back, but certainly every other day for a little while. So I do think you'll see more use of Julio. I don't know if you'll see – you certainly won't see three innings and then two innings. I think you might start to see shorter appearances. you know, there's a fine line between keeping the appearances short and kind of building up his endurance in that way, and also once in a while having him go three plus four innings so that you have that option as either a long man. Because a lot of times if your starter can't get through a third or fourth inning in the postseason, you know, you're going to flip somebody in, especially if it's a right-handed starter and you're going to go to the lefty. So the guys like that have great value. But if he's going to be more of a relief pitcher for short stints, for an inning here and inning there, I think you'll have to see some of that preparation between now and October 1.
What's the difference for you between this Dodger home run hitting team and the one from last year?
I think there's a few things. I think you've got a lot of obviously talented guys, but you've also got a lot of competition for opportunity. I think maybe no greater case than Will Smith, who came up and trying to get the number one, trying to get to the big leagues and trying to have the number one catching job on maybe the best team in baseball. And so he continues to strive and thrive in a lot of different situations. And it's not just him. You've seen it from Beatty. You've seen it from a lot of the young players. Garlic yesterday, you know, and you see a lot of it. I think that that's a piece of it. I also think that the pitching in the game is so far down. Guys can't pitch on other teams. You know, that's why I'm so high on this club, because you know they can run off three or four games in a row where they can have a starter go six, seven innings and put together a good bullpen. Look at the National League. We've seen all, quote, the other best teams. Nobody can do that. Nobody can sustain that. Maybe one game here and there, but certainly not back to back to back, which is what you're going to need in October. I think the pitching is down. I think guys struggle to throw strikes. And so when they fall behind in a count, they've got to throw something over the middle of the plate. The Dodgers are smart. They're well-trained. They're well-schooled. They pay attention. You got good hitting coaches there. And you've seen the entire development of it, where they've slowed their own mind down just collectively, probably in conversation, and said, look, these guys can't throw strikes. You get into this bullpen, they're going to have a tough time throwing strikes. So sit, wait, be patient, be aggressive when you decide to be aggressive, but don't be aggressive out of a strike zone. And you hardly see any. You may see three or four, maybe a night, where other teams you might see 15 or 20, where they swing at a pitch that even if they hit it, it's going nowhere because it's so far out of the zone. But you look at the Dodgers hitters, they rarely ever chase out of the strike zone. So they make guys throw strikes that are incapable, really, of hitting a spot.
Yeah, it's been a clinic to watch these Dodger hitters top to bottom perform on a nightly basis this season. All right, Ned, not many people in case you don't know, Ned Colletti is active on social media. You can find him on Instagram and on Twitter. And Ned is so excited about tomorrow's starter, Hyunjin Ryu, that he already posted about it and everything that Ryu has done in the last two seasons. Why were you so excited and jacked up about Ryu's start tomorrow?
I'm proud of him. He's somebody that has really gone through a lot of different things, you know, coming to a different country, different culture, different language, continued different conditioning, different schedule in some ways, and how he's worked his way through it. You know, he had a guaranteed deal until this past year, and he's hurt. He's out for a while. He's got major surgery that he undertakes. And he could have shut it down or he could have coasted. He didn't. He continued to get better. He used the time off to really learn his mechanics better. And I think, you know, read swings better. And I think he took lessons from the time off to really refine his game. And you look at his game, you look at some of the stuff that I threw, especially on the gram tonight. You know, it's remarkable to see a big league pitcher be able to do that for pretty much a season and a quarter, season and a half now. 37 starts, I think, 225 innings. There's nobody doing that in today's game for a season. And you look at the body of work. And what I really – it goes to my last comment to you, Dave. The ability for the Dodgers pitchers to not walk guys, not fall behind, and to be really cognizant of that and to attack strike zones in any one of nine squares inside the strike zone area is remarkable. And I think that he's as good as anybody, and I think he's had a year like nobody else in the National League. And all due respect to Scherzer and a few other guys, I think he's been terrific. And I think it ought to be noted that he's been able to do what he's done, and without an injury-free career, without an easy transition you know, he had to go through a lot of different things, and I applaud him for it.
Duly noted, Ned, and I could tell you were excited about tomorrow's start, so we'll see how he does against the Braves. Thanks for checking in, and we'll talk to you over the weekend.
All right, David. Talk to you tomorrow. See you, buddy.
There he goes, Ned Colletti. You could see him on a nightly basis on Sportsnet LA. He's one of our contributors here on Dodger Talk and a guy that obviously has a soft spot in his heart after being part of the front office that signed Hyunjin Ryu from Korea. 866-987-2570. Dodgers beat the Braves tonight by a final score of 8-3. Let's go out to Corona. Zach, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vassay live in Atlanta. Hi, Zach.
Hey, what's up, David? So my question was, with all the players out right now, Verdugo, Kike, Freeze, it's been amazing to watch the Dodgers still winning all these games. So not a lot of teams have the depth to be able to do that with some really, really good players out. So while it is a good problem, it is a problem nonetheless, but how are we going to leave some of these great players off the playoff lineup? Once those guys get back, who do you see staying off the lineup?
All right. Well, I really believe that Kike, Taylor, and Freeze get a spot on the postseason roster. The one of these young guys that, outside of Will Smith, who obviously is going to be on this roster, the one interesting decision I feel the Dodgers will have to make is Matt Beatty, because he has a great swing, a short compact swing, and a guy that maybe they have to decide between him and Jock Peterson, Zach. For me, maybe that's the toughest decision the Dodgers have in the first round, especially if they decide to carry an extra pitcher, which they may or may not, but if you're looking at a left-handed bat, do they go with the thunder of Jock Peterson or maybe the quality of Matt Beatty?
Yeah, honestly, in this new style of playoff play, you know, you saw the Red Sox do it last year. You saw the Astros do it the year before. Home runs aren't everything in the playoffs, and I see Beatty as a much more potent bat to create some offense, you know, maybe get some two- or three-run home runs instead of just single runs at a time. I think Beatty is a great choice to replace somebody, and maybe that's Jock.
All right, thanks for the phone call, Zach. And look, Kike Hernandez has to pick it up as well. He's been a valuable part as far as being a utility guy. He obviously was bothered by injuries, but the Dodgers want to see him get back on track, similar to the way he was playing last August and September, which was the best baseball we have seen from him. So hopefully when he comes back from injury, he'll be clicking or getting close to clicking on all cylinders shortly thereafter. 866-987-2570. I mentioned Will Smith. He had his 10th home run of the season. It hit the left field foul pole, so things are going that good for young Will. He's with Alana Rizzo on Sportsnet LA.
Well, this is a team that continues to hit the long ball. You have another one today. In fact, yours actually made it a big league record for the amount of home runs in a five-game span with 22. Again, the length of this lineup and the power is pretty special.
Yeah, I mean, everyone can do it. Everyone can hit that, get it over the fence. And, yeah, Muncy came a big situation, put us on top, Belly early. And, yeah, I had that one late, JT after Muncy. It was awesome. So it's always fun to hit the long ball and watch it fly a little bit.
What does it do for you guys when you see Muncy curveball, fouls off the heater, curveball, and hits it over the fence, and then JT to back him up? 14 times you guys have gone back-to-back this year.
Yeah, it's impressive. No, that was awesome. That was a game right there. I put him away with JT's right after Muncy's, and yeah, it was pretty cool.
There was a point in which Kenta struck out 7 in a row, had 9 overall, got into a little bit of trouble there in the second inning. What did you notice overall from him tonight?
Yeah, he pitched well early. That one inning, just a couple walks, just wasn't locating his pitches where he wanted, and made a few mistakes, and they hit him. And yeah, I mean, he had his good start last time, but he's just continuing to work and get ready.
It gives you an inning and a third, and then Julio comes in and gets a three-inning save. What did you see from both of those relievers?
Yeah, Kolarik pitched really well. Got 4 outs. And, yeah, Julio was just painting all night. His fastball location was great. His off-speed was good and just didn't really find many barrels. And then I think the one barrel they found, Negron, had that catch in the center, which was awesome. So.
Well, yeah, it was a great catch by Christopher Negron in center field, and I like that Will Smith was saying Julio Urias was painting because he really hasn't pitched that much, and it's difficult to come into games when you haven't pitched for 5 or 6 days or maybe only twice like Julio previously to tonight, and the last game he pitched was August 9th against the Diamondbacks where he pitched 2 innings, so it was interesting that he was able to pitch the way he did tonight, and it was a good thing for him and a good thing for the Dodgers. 866-987-2570, 866-987-2570. Let's go up to the Bay Area. Lewis, you're on Dodger Talk. What's up?
Hey, a great game and a really fun comeback. This is a question that just has been bugging me, and you may have to do investigation on it, David. But Nomar has mentioned it twice now on tonight's broadcast, and one earlier where with like bases loaded and even with a left-hander up, the Dodgers are still shifting. And the ball that Joyce hit was actually a good pitch.
I know what you're talking about, Lewis.
So tell me what you know and whether, you know, it's not Freddie Freeman there. And it seemed like they should make an adjustment there, especially on a 0-2 or 1-2 count.
Yeah, it's just frustrating, Lewis, because the Dodgers have been really good at shifting, and when it doesn't work and it leads to a big inning like it did for the Braves, it becomes more magnified. And you look back at that video that Maeda's pitched to Matt Joyce, and it was executed perfectly. He just got nothing to show for it there. But, you know, it's the great debate that's going on still, and I know Nomar's a big believer that the shift is fine, but then when you have runners on base, play it straight up or shade maybe 2 or 3 steps left or right. But when you do the extreme shift, you're opening up more holes and also not allowing yourself to have a double play. Your chances of turning a double play are a lot less. So I tend to side on that train of thought, but it's hard to criticize the Dodgers shifting because they've been so good. And if, you know, I know Zach Greinke's thought process was the reason why he didn't want the shift was because he was a believer that elite pitchers like himself, Clayton Kershaw, Justin Verlander, those type of pitchers sometimes get, you know, unusual action off of the bat, meaning a guy like Matt Joyce is not going to have the same type of swing off of those guys as he would against a Kenta Maeda or an average pitcher. So that's that school of thought as well. And I know Kershaw was not in favor of the shifting when Andrew Friedman came over and they didn't really shift too much, but he started to be more open-minded to it. So it's kind of one of those things where damned if you do, damned if you don't, especially if it doesn't work. And I'm sure tonight Kenta Maeda is saying damned if you do, because two separate times they shifted and two separate times the Braves beat the shift. So, and I guess on the flip side, offensively, isn't that what everybody is saying hitters should start doing? Beat the shift, go the opposite way. So there's two sides of the coin on it. And until hitters show they could do it consistently, the Dodgers, who do a great job with their information, are going to continue to play the odds. That'll do it for Dodger Talk tonight. The odds have worked out pretty well for the Dodgers. They win their 82nd game tonight. They have now won 70 games when they homer. They hit 4 more home runs tonight, including Max Muncy's 30th, a go-ahead 3-run home run. Cody Bellinger hit his major league leading 41st home run in the second inning, and they become the first 2 Dodger teammates to hit 30-plus home runs since Gary Sheffield and Sean Green did it back in 2001. Sean hit 49, Gary hit 36. So that doesn't happen too often in Dodger history, especially with the amount of home runs being hit in recent baseball history. The most important thing is the Dodgers are tied for the best record in baseball with the New York Yankees. They have a 9-game lead on these division-leading Braves for the best record in the National League. So think about this, sleep on it, drink on it, whatever you want, eat on it. Who's going to beat the Dodgers in the National League? There is nobody that will stop the Dodgers from going to their 3rd straight World Series. So that's all I'm guaranteeing. I'm doubling down on it. I'm tripling down on it. This is the best the National League has to offer, and it ain't much. The Braves' best starter, Mike Soroka, couldn't escape the Dodgers, and they go on to defeat the Braves by scoring 6 runs against their bullpen. put this season in the fridge, baby. Once again, the final score from Atlanta. The Dodgers defeat the Braves 8-3. Have a great night. Oh, and by the way, thanks to Dave Magdaleno and Dwayne McDonald. Have a great night. See ya.